What it do? And thank you for listening to our first episode of the Apollo Bros. I'm one of your hosts, KJ Majority, with my good friend Tempo. Tempo, say what's up.
What's good, fellas? What's good, ladies? How y'all doing tonight? How y'all doing today, whenever you decide to listen to this? Yeah, what's good?
Yeah, so this is our first episode. I don't know what possessed you to listen to our first episode, but I'm glad you're doing it. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy. I'm ecstatic. So I'm going to introduce myself a little bit so you guys know like who you're listening to, because that makes sense, right? So I'm KJ Majority. I am a YouTuber. I make skits. I'm planning to do like some vlogging stuff eventually. I'm an up-and-coming YouTuber. So definitely check out my channel and all that good jazz. And I'm now a podcast host with my best friend, Tempo. Tempo, yep. Give a little bio of yourself.
Yep. All right. So, ladies and gents, my name is Tempo. I'm a music producer, and I make beats. I'm an artist as well. So, like, I kind of like to go back and forth on both sides of the plane here. But yeah, no, music related, it's open. So. Yeah, no, but that's pretty much what I do. I kind of just sit home besides that. But music is where it's at.
Yeah, I sit home and I watch. Oh, also, we're going to be cussing on this podcast. So if you're not cool with cussing, you might want to,
log the fuck off.
I mean, you should still listen because we're funny or whatever. But yeah, we're going to be cussing. So do be warned, because will be using the words fuck, shit, bitch. We'll be talking about sex on this podcast too. So I should probably explain what we're going to talk about on this podcast, you know, so you kind of get a feel for what you're about to go through. So pretty much we're going to be talking about anything doing with like hip hop or nerd culture, and sometimes like our personal lives. But we put like a little funny spin to it, you know? Some of the stuff that we're talking about is a little like, I don't want to say scary, but, like, you know, serious or whatever. But we make it funny so that way you can enjoy yourself, you know? Because everyone needs a laugh, you
humor,
know?
Humor is definitely a thing needed, especially in the society we live in. Humor is... Yeah. It's important.
So if you like a good laugh, you found the right podcast, you know? So let's get it started. And our first segment is going to be current events or current-ish events. I gotta find like a cool name for that segment. I want to just call it current events, but we'll figure that out later. It's the first episode.
First episode.
Fuck y'all. All right. So, have you heard about this whole DaBaby thing?
I've heard about multiple DaBaby things because he's been in the news like pretty frequently lately. So which one are you talking about here? Like, cause he threw apple juice at somebody and.
Yo, so DaBaby just can't get a break. Well, it's not that he can't get a break. It's like...
The media is attacking him a little bit.
It's not that... I think it's a mixture of, like, they're attacking him and also the fact of, like, he's getting used to being famous. Because literally, like, I don't even say, like, a year ago, he wasn't at, like...
He was making music, but no, you know where he's at right now.
So, essentially what happened, he was with his daughter at a hotel. And one of the workers, I think like a valet driver, was asking for a picture. And DaBaby was like, no, you know, because people will see that I'm here and that would put me and my daughter in danger because people would like show up and be all weird and creepy or whatever. You know, can you respect that? Now, mind you, this man is at his job. Like the valet driver works at the hotel. So I'm pretty sure there's some kind of like policy that says like, hey, you can't take photos or get autographs on the clock.
Or just, like, be on your phone in general, like...
Yeah.
Now, most places is, like, get off your phone for about the 6-7 hours that you're working here, so...
Yeah. So, the guy kept pestering him, and Babe was like, nah, I'm good. So the guy, like, walked away, like, 50 feet, pretty much, like, not that far, and tried to sneak a picture, and the baby politely gave his daughter to her uncle and walked over to the guy and asked him to delete the video. And I guess the guy was like, nah. So DaBaby literally pushed him in a seat. Like, he made that nigga sit down.
he made him sit down and reevaluate what he was doing, because DaBaby ain't no little ass. Like, he pretty big. Like,
Yeah, he might be short, but he ain't a tiny motherfucker.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, so, you know, I feel bad for the baby because I feel like, I know if I was in his situation, right, and I'm with my kid, I don't think I would necessarily react the same way he did in terms of, like, throwing a motherfucker in a chair. But, like, I can understand, like, yo, like, you're putting not only my safety but my daughter's safety. And at the end of the day, I'm a parent, right?
Yeah, no, that parent, Gene, and, like, he posted about it on Insta, and he kind of went on, like, a mini rant. Yeah, he clarified. And he did clarify, like, it was more so because I'm a parent, not because I wanted to push the dude in his seat and make him sit. No, I have a daughter.
It's like I asked you numerous times to, like, leave us alone, and you still continue. Like, bro, don't you understand the word no?
Like, no, like,
I think, and it was funny. I thought about the whole Aesop Rocky thing in Sweden, mm-hmm. like how essentially he went to jail because a fan couldn't handle the fact that a celebrity was like, I don't want to take a picture right now. I don't want to sign any autographs. And I just don't understand why people feel like they're entitled to celebrities' times. Like, you gotta remember that these are, like, people.
Human beings, like, they breathe the same air that you do.
Like, yeah, like, these aren't, like, they're not entitled, like, you're not entitled to an autograph just because you see a celebrity doing normal shit.
Yeah, no, it doesn't really work like that. Like, they have their lives, yeah, they have a talent that they're using to make money off of and people enjoy them, but that doesn't mean, like, oh, yeah, nah, you're around, so let me get a picture of you. Let me get an autograph. No, they still have lives and things to conduct and have to take care of their business as well. So,
yeah. So, yeah, I just, when I heard about it, I was like, oh, Lord, what did the baby do now? But you know what's funny, though? In all these situations, I don't condone the violence, but I understand, you know?
Yeah, no, it's,
because, like, the whole apple juice situation was because I think the promoter, or
he tried not to pay him.
Yeah, because I think he promised the baby, or, like, they signed a contract saying, like, you're supposed to be getting $8,000. Mm-hmm. They only gave him $2,000. I would throw some apple juice on you too.
What would you do for $6,000?
Yeah, like, that you were promised.
Yeah, that you were promising. I'm pretty sure you'd slap somebody with apple juice too. Like,
I know if my boss right now were to shortchange me $2, we fighting. Let alone getting the juicy 6, juice
upside their head. Like, it's over. Like,
so you telling me I done did my job? I done entertained these motherfuckers, and you not gonna pay me what you promised?
Yeah, no. Like similar to what you said, I don't condone it, but, like, I'm not gonna sit here and just throw the baby in the ground because, like, oh, he did something. No. Both times, in a way, like, he was disrespected. Like, when you're disrespected, you're gonna lose a little bit of, like, rationality in whatever you're doing, because you're just mad. Like,
especially when you think about, like, I know people who would get tight if someone owes them $50. Imagine someone owing you $6,000,
bro.
After you did what you said, because you gotta remember, it's not like, you know, these two people are friends or whatever. And the guy, like, made a joke saying, I'm going to give you $8,000, you know, if you cut my lawn or some shit. No, this is a business transaction, right? The baby did his side. He entertained the people. And he was promised a reward. Money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Like, don't get me wrong. I do understand, like, there has to be a point where we say, like, you know, you shouldn't immediately go to violence, but it's also like, yo, stop trying to screw this man over.
Yeah, no, in both situations, there was just, like, someone overstepped the boundary.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, someone overstepped the boundary, and he took it to another level, but can you really blame him, like, for going to that next level? Like, anybody would have took it to that next level.
Like, I know for a fact that if your boss were to withhold $40 from your paycheck, I know niggas is gonna be storming they fucking boss's office the next morning.
Bro, I know people who get mad when their shoes get stepped on. Like, it's pretty, like, exactly. Yeah, nah, there's no, like, there's no, oh, no, you can only get angry $6,000? Over these certain things.
Keep, like, my $6,000. You know, I don't need the $6,000 that I worked for. You could keep it.
Yeah, nah, like, money is one of those things you're gonna be pretty upset about. Like, I don't know, man. I just, shout out to the baby, man. He made good music, man. I really like your stuff. End up listening to this episode one day. I fuck with you. But
let me
yeah,
make
man.
One of your beats real quick.
Yeah, nah. Let me send you a beat.
Yeah. So I stumbled upon this weird story on Twitter. Just listen to it's an actual, like, this actually happened. So Pornhub, the website of porn, literally the hub of porn, is being sued by a deaf person because they don't have closed captions on their porn videos.
Okay. All right.
Now, hold on. Now, the funny part about it is that my man in the civil suit listed like 4 or 5 videos where he was like, there are no goddamn subtitles. And when I'm beating my meat, I don't know what the fuck they saying.
I'm curious, like, I have so many questions. One, what are the 5 videos? Two, how the fuck do you close caption porn? Like,
so Pornhub said that, like, they have a closed caption section. I guess my man was like, it's not big enough or something. I don't know. I've never ever thought of, like, oh, you know what I really need with this porn right now?
Subtitles.
Like, this would, yeah, like, yo, black BBWs, you know what would really make that better? Some subtitles.
I need to hear, like, somebody right squeaking when the bed squeaks and, like,
in those square brackets.
Bro. Inaudible noises. Like, bro, like, wait a minute. Where are we going with this one to where,
all right,
to so, where it makes sense?
Let me, if I could just pull up the article real quick. So the videos in particular, and my man definitely has a little bit of a fetish. So the videos that he is complaining about is hot step aunt babysits disobedient nephew. Sexy cop gets witness to talk, and daddy 4K, Allison comes to talk about money to her boy's naughty father. These are the videos that don't have closed captions. So if you were looking for some subtitled porn, these 3 don't have no subtitles.
Yep. Bro, why those? Like...
I can't even, honestly, bro. It's just, you know what's funny though? So I was reading the comments below on the tweet, and someone was like, "Nigga, read a book." Since you want to read so goddamn bad. yeah, yo, could you imagine? Like, I know for a fact, like, the CEO of Pornhub was like, "No."
Now we get sued for a lot of shit.
No.
But this one.
Is this nigga complaining because there's no subtitles? Wait,
they actually taking this suit, like, seriously, brought it into court.
Yeah, they
and, like,
they released a whole statement.
They didn't throw this out?
No, they didn't settle. So Pornhub released a statement saying, we, in fact, have a closed caption setting.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, not setting, section. So.
But you kind of just have to enjoy what's there, like. You can't, like, ask for, like, new videos. Like, yeah, do you want more, like, ebony porn? Absolutely. But, like, bro, I can only select what's there. I can't just create new things just because I want it to be there. Like,
and another thing, too, is that I know, like, Pornhub, they have their users. Like, a lot of users, like, upload videos. So, mm-hmm. Could you imagine, like, Pornhub's like, listen, y'all, I know this is annoying, but I need y'all to give us a transcript of your video. I told her to suck my dick. She sucked my dick, and then I nutted on her face. What do you need from me?
We need a couple of ahs and oohs inserted.
We need a dialogue, all right? You got to say something there.
No, we need some bed squeaking. That's okay. Exactly what we need.
She sucked my dick. Make her suck your dick and make the bed squeak. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Little, like, could you write gawk, gawk? Like, like, come on now.
Yeah, so when I read this, I was like, oh. Oh, this is a thing. This is. I hope. I usually side with people like the little guy in these situations.
I don't think.
But I hope Pornhub beats this.
The fact that, like, this is still in court, it surprises me. Like, I'm surprised the judge didn't look at this and was like, "Yeah, we're not doing this today."
Yo, could you imagine you walk in, because, like, let's say it was, like, the judge didn't know what the case was about, and she walks in, or he walks in, and they're like, yeah, so I'm suing Pornhub because they don't have subtitles. I couldn't keep a straight face, bro. If I was the judge in that trial, my biggest thing is to not laugh. Because could you imagine having to go to work, sit at work, and hear this man complain about the fact that there's not enough subtitles in porn?
You know what? Now that you say all of this, now I want this to succeed to an extent to where it goes to the Supreme Court.
Oh my God! Could you imagine?
And yo, could you imagine 9 justices over like all the serious shit that goes to the Supreme Court? We get one case of Pornhub not having closed captioning, and this guy changes like all porn forever, and now all porn has fucking closed captioning after this one move.
Oh man, that. Yo, if that happens, that has to go in, like, every history book. Like, once you get to high school, you gotta know about this case.
Yeah, no, at least give, like, that little small-ass paragraph, like, yeah, no, put a little head title, like, Guy Saves Porn Industry, and, like, put what happened, and yeah, just, it's gotta have that little moment of shine, for sure.
Oh, man, that, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I have no words. I have no words. All right, so I have a question for you, David.
Yep.
Would you date a girl who had an OnlyFans page?
Am I making OnlyFans money?
Are you making the money?
I mean, am I getting a split of OnlyFans money?
No. So, like, let's say, for instance, you know, she's already established. She already has her fan base or okay. whatever. All right, I'm going to give you 2 scenarios.
All right, yeah, no.
So, the first girl, we're going to call her Jill, right? Jill... She makes the videos, but it's just her in the video.
She got a fat booty.
Sure, bro.
All right.
But she's the only one in the video. Would you date her? Yes or no?
Yeah. I don't really see, like, if that's your living. Like, who am I?
All right. So I want to say yes. Like the liberal in me really wants to say yes. But I'm not gonna lie. I don't know how I would feel about like. Knowing that your job is dudes beating their meat to your naked body, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it is. I think I would just get over it. Like, at least they're not like raw dogging her. Like, I can take that. Now she was like a porn star.
All right, so here's the second scenario.
Okay.
So now we're moving on to. I need another girl's name. Oh God, Beth.
Okay,
right? Beth has an OnlyFans page, but she's an actor with other like male and female actors.
Yes.
Would you date her?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry.
See, for me, Okay, my main issue is that more than likely you're doing this on your bed, right? I don't want to come home. After you just been, like, gangbanged on our bed.
I'm sorry, but, like, in my mind, I never saw myself dating, like, an amateur porn star. So, like, I just can't even picture it. Like,
shout out to the dudes who, like... Well, yeah, shout out to, like, just people in general who are dating porn stars. I know, like, that can't be easy. Because I think, like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, we probably get sex all the time. It's probably not that. They're probably tired, you know. Because, like, when you shoot a porn video, right? I found this out recently. It's not the however long the actual final product is. It usually takes, like, hours. Like,
yeah, no, it's an actual shoot. Like, like, it's pretty, like, drawn out. And it's pretty, like, taken, like, seriously. Like...
Yeah,
it's a whole like scale. You gotta do editing. You gotta have lighting. You gotta switch the scenes up. Like it has the same like work as a movie does. And
yeah,
it's interesting. Like the amount of work that goes into it is pretty interesting.
So when I found that out, I found that out during the summer, right? When I found that out, I was kind of like, I was thinking more so about like the guys, like. That must be, like, a lot of, What's the word I'm looking for? I'm going to beat myself up over this. What's the word I'm looking for? That must be, like, very straining. Because we think about it, you have to be hard all day.
Yeah, no, I could kind of, like, if it's one of those days, yeah, nah, you, yeah, one of those days. But average day, I don't know about that.
Yeah, cause
fucking around and go read a book, like couldn't do it, man.
Oh man, but yeah, that's crazy. I don't, you know. Okay, another question. Would you be a porn star?
Would I be a porn star?
Yeah.
I thought about this last week. I'm like, money's getting low. Feeling kind of, I need to make a move here. Would I be? Yeah, no. I think, like, I would have to, I don't know. I would have to give it more thought, to be honest. To give you a completely honest answer, mm-hmm. I'd have to think about it more. I'd have to weigh, like, every option. Like, what are the pros and cons of being a porn star? Or what would you think, like, living in that work space, I guess, would be like?
Well, I guess the only con I can really think of is just niggas judging you. Like, that's the only really con I can think of, because, like, they make, like, starting out, you don't really make that much, but, like, once you get established, I'm assuming it's good pay. So it's not really a money situation. I think it's more so of like a society / like random people just judging you, you know. And it's not, it probably won't be as bad for you as if like you, if you were like a woman, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you were a woman, it'd be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I, like, for example, it's like I couldn't do it simply because I know for a fact that my mama would disown me.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. I'm black. Wait a minute. What am I doing?
Yeah, my mom, like, yeah. She would be like, so I have 2 kids. What about your youngest son? My youngest who? I have 1 girl and 1 boy. I don't have 2 sons.
Oh, man. I don't know how that conversation would be one of the hardest of my life.
I wouldn't tell her, but my fear is that she would find out through some really awkward way.
No, that's why I would have to tell her, because I wouldn't want my mother to find out in that really awkward way.
I couldn't have the heart to tell my mom. Let's say, you know, like, I was in the industry. I wouldn't be able to be like, so, mom, you know that new job I've been telling you about? Yeah. So, I am acting. I am in front of a camera. It's just not traditional film. She looked at me like, what are you talking about? I'm an adult actor. I know you're an adult. You're over the age.
Acts. Yeah, no.
No, mom. I am an adult actor, and I do adult things for money.
I mean, yeah. You're not a baby, so of course you're doing like adult things for money. Like, where are we going with this?
Mom, I have sex in front of a camera.
Whoa. that would. I might run like after I say it.
Yeah, but it would have to be like a public setting.
Yeah,
no,
I need witnesses.
I need witnesses. I would have to be near like a police station just in case, or a hospital. Actually, I think I'd rather be near a hospital. I'll be honest with you. I couldn't just because like I know my mom would like freak out, and then I probably wouldn't be able to go back to church, or at least my church.
That would be.
Yeah. Or my fear is that, like, if I don't tell my mom and she finds out it's through, like, a fan, or worse, she sees my work. Like, she's, like, for whatever reason, stumbled across one of my videos and she's like,
I used to wipe that boy's ass. And now he's just parading it around. Like, it's just.
My phone would immediately blow up.
Yeah, no, it would blow up. My phone might physically blow the
fuck
up.
My mom would manage to call me 50 times within 1 minute. I don't know how, but she would manage to do it.
I think the government would be after me. Like, why the fuck is this one person blowing your phone up so much? What's going on here?
Up, No. Because I thought about it. I thought about it because, you know, we were looking up current events for this podcast, mm-hmm. obviously, and I stumbled across this whole Pornhub thing, you know, and like a lot of people are doing amateur porn now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends, as a joke, she said, you know, I'm going to make an OnlyFans page, right, as a joke. But knowing her, I was kind of like, are you joking though? Like, are you being serious or are we really joking? Like, what's going on here? Talk to me. Cause like she had a really rough semester, last year, and you know she made the joke cause you know, paying for college, right?
Oh man, oh
yeah.
God,
yeah, I'm paying for that shit right now. And you know she said it, and I was kind of like, well, sis, listen, I'm still your friend regardless, but I just need you to look at me and like, are we serious? Like, what are you really making this OnlyFans page or not? But no, she told me she was joking. So yeah, but no, but like, let's say, friends, you know, if she were being serious, or whatever, I wouldn't judge her for it. You know,
I mean, it is what you make your living. How you make your living, like you Tupac said, I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, you do what you gotta do. I mean, listen. If you gotta pop that coochie.
I mean, yeah, no, the same thing being a stripper. Like, yeah. You gotta shake your ass in front of a nigga's face. Like, that was the applause in the background. Yes, shaking asses and faces. And, yeah, no, if you gotta do it, you gotta, yeah, no, if you make money. Bro, this stripper's making like $10,000 every time they touch the floor. Like,
I know, there's legit strippers, like, first of all, let's say, because some strippers, they have, like, their own private booking thing.
Yeah.
So if you want them to go to, like, a bachelor's party, for instance, you need to pay them at least $15K. I wish someone were to call me and offer me $15K to shape my
Now,
ass.
A stripper, I'd definitely be, like, that's, I don't even have to think about that one. I'd definitely be a stripper.
The only thing, though, with guy strippers, though, I feel is that, like, most of your calls are probably going to be for, like, older women. Like, when I say older women, I mean, like, 50 plus.
Do they pay?
Yeah.
Yep, that's all I need.
Or like they're probably for like dudes. Like gay dude or just dudes in the closet or whatever. Oh, see, the answer's about to change.
No, there's
now.
No judgment. Like, if you gay, you gay.
No, but I'm saying, like,
there's no skin off of that.
I'm saying, me personally, that is one reason why I wouldn't do it, is because I know if I were to get a call from like if I were, like, let's say I had my own private company or whatever. Mm-hmm. I got a call to do, like, a bachelor party. I'm like, I'm not doing that, bro. Like, why? I'm like, I just don't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah. I don't think I would be mentally prepared for that call. So.
Yeah. You know, shout out to people who could, though.
Yeah, shout out to those who do that. And, like, yeah, no, shout out to those who got that mental. Like, I'm going to go in there, make my money, do what I got to do. You know? Yeah, no. Y'all stronger. Y'all are strong.
Yeah, because I'm not.
But yeah, I'm not strong.
I'm not at all.
Not strong for that.
But, yeah. But, no, but, like, so, you know, we talked about it. Like, because, you know, we started talking about the OnlyFans page. And she asked me, if I would have an OnlyFans page. And I was like, I feel like no one would really want my OnlyFans page. Like, just me by myself. Like, there's not really much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm my only fan.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have, like, one fan. It's going to be me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's not a big market for solo dudes, you know?
Yeah, no. Like, I logged in and watched myself today. Like,
it's like, oh, wow, that's a really good angle. Oh, I'm going to try to angle again.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, it just doesn't seem like one of those things. Like,
yeah.
Now, if you're out there and that's working for you, kudos.
Yo, shout out to... No, but for real, though. You know what's crazy, though? I think, especially with our generation, right? I think, you know, if I were to meet someone and they were like, you know what? I quit my job. I'm doing OnlyFans page. I really wouldn't bat an eye to it. I mean, look at it this way. If you really... Especially for someone who really enjoys sex. If you enjoy sex like that, you're pretty much getting paid to do what you love.
Yeah, no, that's why... Yeah, no shade off of porn stars, no shade off of OnlyFans. Like, yeah, no, if that's what you're into and you get paid for it, why not?
Yeah, I feel like, and I don't know, I think personally, OnlyFans stars and, like, traditional porn stars, I think it's better with the OnlyFans girls just because, like, I think most of that money goes directly in their pocket compared to, like, a porn shooting, you know. You get a portion of it, and not even, like, a big cut, unless, like, you're a big timer and you can, like, demand that or whatever.
Yeah.
That's why, like, a lot of retired porn stars go into directing, because apparently that's where all the money is. But yeah, I just think it's cool. Like I kind of wish I knew someone who was in the industry or like was thinking about doing the industry, because I would definitely
you do a guest feature. That's you'd be a special guest.
No, that's not where I was going.
Oh, that's not where.
No, not at all. You trying to get me killed? That's what you trying to do.
No, bro. I mean, it. Hey, man, we live in an open world.
You trying to get me killed? This man. First of all, this man knows my girlfriend, and he knows my girlfriend crazy. This, you trying to get me set?
Even
up.
Even if you split the money, she would not fall. Like, say you make like, I was gonna say 60K, but we're talking about like KJ here, so. Like 30K, and like you give her 15K.
Wow. So I can't get 60K, bro?
No, but like you're like new, you're fresh off, like you fresh meat, no pun intended. Like and you're making 30K and you give her 15K. Do you really think she would give a fuck?
I think so. Cause okay, at the end of the day, right? And I know my girlfriend. At the end of the day, she'll be like, I'm getting paid to have my boyfriend fuck someone else. You know what I'm saying? Because I know me personally, I wouldn't be cool with it. Like, you know, she'd be like, hey, babe, I just made 20K. And I'm going to give you 10. I'm like, all right, how'd you make this 20K? She's like, oh, I did a porn video or the OnlyFans video. I know me personally, I'm going to be tight. Like, so there was no conversation between you and I. You just going up and do it. Because it's not, because I think it needs to be said that it's very different, right? Because, like, it's not like, oh, you know, she started an acting career. You had sex with another person.
Yeah, no,
you know?
True.
And regardless of, like, if you see it as cheating, if your partner sees it as cheating, it's cheating in their eyes, regardless of how you feel about it. So I definitely feel like if you want to start something like that, you have to have a conversation with your partner.
I do agree with that. Because communication, like, please don't just go out there, jump into an OnlyFans page with someone and, you know.
And then write us talking about, y'all told me to do it, and I did it, no, and now I'm single.
Because I'm definitely going to respond as in, it's above me. And that's that.
It's above me now. It's above me. But yeah, man, all right. So, David. What amount of money would get you to do an OnlyFans video? And then after you do, you gotta tell your mama.
Oh, wow. Because I was about to be like, I'm a broke boy. So $20, like, that should look nice. Damn, I gotta tell my mother. Like, all right, so I need a good, like, I need 200K. Why? Because I'm gonna have to start a whole new life.
I'm
gonna have to move out. I'm gonna give her my car. Fuck it, she can have it. Yup. That was a hanger, by the way, if you're wondering what that was. Okay. I'm gonna have to move out, give her the car. I gotta move to like a different state.
You have to get a whole new identity.
Yeah, cause it's not only gonna be her. Like, my family's gonna slowly find out. It's just gonna trickle down. And then, like, as like it's just not gonna work. So I'm going to have to move to a different state, start a whole new family, find a whole new family, get adopted. And, it's a lot of work to that. And I see a lot of money being spent because I'm going to have to pay somebody to adopt me because I'm 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, I need about 200K.
Yeah, I'll say about that. A solid 200, but I would need 200K. I need to be guaranteed that it's going to be the regular degla. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be regularly getting paid 200K. Because, like, 200K goes a long way, but it eventually stops. It's not, like, you know, in the millions.
Oh, so we're doing multiple episodes. Like, this is, like,
you're running your home. No, I'm saying me personally. I'm saying in order for me to do this, I would need at least 200K. I need to be damn near guaranteed that If I'm doing this video, if I do another video, it's gonna be another 200K.
Oh no! If we're doing that, it's no problem, baby. I have in all of these videos for 200K.
You said what? Shake my head. You got it.
You got it.
200K.
You want my ugly ass in an OnlyFans video? You got it.
Yo, big fat, cause bro, you said 200K. I might have done it for $200. Let alone 200K.
No, for real.
All right. So we're going to move to our game. And the game is, which one of these gotta go? So, David, I'm going to give you four options.
Mm-hmm.
And you, my friend, have to pretty much say which one has to go. Now, granted, the one you pick, it disappears. Like, it doesn't exist anymore. So, think about that, because some of these influence other things that you like.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so for the first one, and this one's kind of, for me, is a little tough, but maybe for you might be a little easy. Inside Out, The Lion King, Toy Story, or Finding Nemo. Actually, I'm going to replace Inside Out and put The Princess and the Frog.
I feel like all three of the other movies had like a deep effect on me as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Princess and the Frog is the only one I don't have on VHS, so that one has to go.
Damn, really? All right, so let's say I kept Inside Out. Would you have picked Inside Out?
That would have made it even easier.
Oh. with replacing Inside Out and putting Princess and the Frog, I don't know, because like, Finding Nemo was my first movie that I saw.
Yeah, no, that was like, I feel like I grew up on that movie.
Yeah, Lion King is one of my favorite Disney movies of all time. Mm-hmm. It was Toy Story. But The Princess and the Frog, it's not one of my favorites, but what it means, though.
Yeah, no, it's the first, like, black Disney princess.
It's the first black Disney princess, and not only is it the first black Disney princess, it's a black story, you know?
Yeah, no, it's in New Orleans.
Yeah.
It's like, there's gumbo, like, within the story, so they paid it. It's pretty legitimate, and,
Yeah, so, I guess I would agree with you, Princess and the Frog. Because I fuck with Lion King a lot. And I feel like without Lion King, there really wouldn't be a Princess and the Frog, kind of, sort of. Because, like, Lion King introduced a lot of people to, like, African culture. Mm-hmm. Like, a very, 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 very small taste, but mm-hmm. a little bit of African culture.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Story is iconic. Finding Nemo, that wasn't going nowhere for me.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Those whale noises, Dory's whale noises, like, 42, Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Just that, keep swimming, bro.
There's so many sound bites from Finding Nemo, like, yo, that I really enjoy.
Fisher friends, not food. Bro, iconic lines. Iconic lines. All right. So the next one, for me, is easy as shit, but this might be hard for you. Let's see. Fruit Loops,
mm-hmm.
Lucky Charms,
mm-hmm.
Frosted Flakes, Apple Jacks.
Damn. This is a harder one. We definitely stepped it up. Lucky Charms is interesting because I hated that as a kid, but mm-hmm. as I matured as an adult, I grew up, and that shit bangs. Those marshmallows bang. KJ's looking at me like, bro, that shit ass.
Yo, it is.
Yo, no.
What? No, Lucky Charms got worse as we grew up.
No, what do you mean?
And they were
bro? Ass
when we were kids.
Whoa. We not about to do Lucky Charms like that.
Bro, think about it. It's literally... Well, first of all, I think my opinion is a little different because I can't eat cereal with milk. So maybe that's why.
I mean, I probably shouldn't be either because I'm lactose intolerant, but...
this nigga destroys the bathroom. That's what he...
Bro, if you find anybody, like, who's lactose intolerant and actually cares about being lactose intolerant, introduce me to them. Because everybody I know, including myself, who's lactose intolerant, does not give a fuck. I feel like they eat more dairy than normal people just because the world is like, no, you can't eat this. It's more like a big
too.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Or people who, like, are only allergic to shrimp will still eat shrimp.
Yeah. That makes pretty much the same thing. Yep. All right, so you got Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Lucky Charms, and what's the last one?
I think you said it. It's four. It's Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charms.
Oh, Frosted Flakes was the one I missed.
Yeah, and Apple Jacks.
Yo, one time almost died eating a bowl of Frosted Flakes. Like, you know, the flake didn't frost itself within the milk,
uh-huh.
and it stayed a flake and it got caught in my throat. And this was, like, second grade. So I'm, like, simultaneously, like, choking at a table of second graders. And, like, when I tell you, like, my life was in my own hands that day. Yo, it was it was over. I really like sat there and was like, oh, I'm dying. Wow, it's crazy. And then somehow dislodged the flake. Maybe it melted. Who knows?
Maybe it melted.
But I was scared. I was scarred. I didn't eat Frosted Flakes for like a good like year after that because of that one incident. But I'm going to have to go with. I'm gonna have to go with Apple Jacks. And you know why? You know why? Because Apple Jacks changed. They changed just like life did. They got shittier as life went on. And it hurt. It hurt. Their formula, like, they taste completely different.
All right. First of all. I haven't had Apple Jacks in a minute. So you might be right on that one. But I'm still gonna pick Lucky Charms because Lucky Charms was ass when we were a kid.
They don't disappoint.
They do. It's ass.
To be honest, Lucky Charms is like one of the only cereals that the formula didn't change.
It did, though. So the non-marshmallow parts used to be frosted, but they made it whole grain after all the health stuff.
Well, that whole grain shit slap.
It's dry, bro.
It's milk. Oh, wait. You eat it dry. Yeah, maybe that's why. No, Lucky Charms slaps a little different with milk.
Oh, maybe, because Lucky Charms dry is
disgusting. No.
Here's the thing, though. I feel like that speaks more onto why the other three need to stay. Because the other three taste great dry.
That's a great point.
Exactly.
Apple Jacks is still taking that L, though.
Oh, you big wildin'. You are big wildin'.
Apple Jacks is taking that L because their formula changed and it was so upsetting. Because I used to love Apple Jacks. Mm-hmm. I used to like fiend for that shit. Same thing with Honeycombs. Fucking formulas were changing.
I haven't had Honeycomb in a minute.
The cereal world, the biggest L that happened, Trix.
I never liked Trix, bro.
Trix, when they changed their stupid fucking cereal to like the balls instead of like the actual like fruit forms.
You mean the marshmallows, bro? It was all marshmallows.
No. Trix, like the actual cereal, like it was just cereal, but it was like they were like fruit shaped. Like there was a watermelon one, yeah. And like a grape one.
Bro, the reason why they changed it is because so pretty much almost all the kid cereals had to change because there was too much sugar in them. Yes, it was cereal, but it was a damn near a marshmallow. It was like loaded with sugar.
You know what cereal won throughout all that? Kix.
Well, yeah, that's because Kix was designed to be healthy as shit.
That shit.
But Frosted Flakes didn't change that much either.
Yo, the first time I had Kix, man, that shit was, it was okay, but it was like disappointing at the same time. Childish Gambino said it best. When he said Kix is like a hand job. Like, you know what it is, but like, he really said it best when he said Kix is a fucking hand job. Because it's like, we're in the right direction, but come on now. Like,
oh, I'm mad this man said it's a hand job. First, you said Apple Jacks.
Donna Glover. Love you for that.
First, Apple Jacks is like life. And oh, boy. Oh, man, this podcast is going to be the death of me, bro. Yo, my chest hurts. Oh, man. I remember my brother, when my brother was in college, he came back home, and for the 2 weeks he was home, we ate nothing but Fruit Loops to the point where I got sick. Like, I threw up.
Was it, like, rainbow colored? Or?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, no. Nah.
So my mom like banned Fruit Loops for like years, but why? Because it was bad. Because like he was in college, so he was used to like just eating cereal all the time.
College will really change the shit out of your appetite.
Yeah, and so he used to eat cereal all the time, and I'm a little kid, so I'm like, well, if he's doing it, fuck it, I'm gonna do it too.
Yeah,
and back then, the grocery store that we used to go to, they used to sell like the big bags of cereal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that shit lasts you like all week.
A minute.
Yeah. So especially like, cause we had it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like that's all we ate.
Yeah. No.
And then I threw up. And my mom was like, "Why is your throw up so pretty?" That's literally what she said. She was like, "Why is your throw up so pretty?" And I'm like, I had to look up at her. And I was like, "What?" Who says that? Like,
that shit is art, man. Like,
but she said it so angrily, though. She was like, "Why is your throw up so pretty?" Like, I didn't put makeup on it. Like, what do you want from me? I throw up. You're supposed to be hugging me right now. Why are you yelling at me?
Did you have to answer that?
Yes. So I'm like, and a thing too, even now, like when I throw up, I cry. Like, I can't help it, right?
Yeah, no.
So especially when I was a little kid, I would be like sobbing. So I'm like, I don't know. The only thing I ate was Fruit Loops all week. And she looked at me like, now, boy, put two and two together. If this throw up looked like every color of the rainbow and all you ate was Fruit Loops, what that mean? Oh, maybe because the Fruit Loops did it? The Fruit Loops definitely did it. You ate too many goddamn Fruit Loops.
Yeah, no, I get that. I can definitely see that.
Oh, holy shit. So, yeah, I didn't have Fruit Loops for like... Oh, so that happened when I used to live in Brooklyn. So the first time after that I had Fruit Loops was in high school. Damn, my mom really bad Fruit Loops. Yeah, really, like,
wow, that's a big ass bin.
Cause I guess cause like
Toucan Sam got fucked up every time he came on the commercial. Turn that shit off.
Bro, it's because like, oh, especially like back then when I was a kid, I used to get sick a lot. So when I would get sick, my mom would have to take off work and stuff.
Yeah.
So especially when I was, cause if I threw up, I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
So when I threw up, my mom got like worried.
Yeah.
So then when she saw it, she was like,
"The fuck?"
She's probably more like worried than she was upset, but like little me took it as like she's mad at me for throwing up. Why is she mad at me for throwing up?
I don't know. Like, I'm gonna put myself in her shoes. Like, my kid throw up a rainbow. Like, the fuck? Like, first, either you got a talent or we gonna have to get you checked out, sir. Like,
my kid can do vomit art. What can your kid do? But y'all, I'll never forget that. Like, my mom legit looked at, how old was I? I was like, I had to be like maybe the oldest first grade, and I doubt that. She legit looked at me and was like, why is your throw up so pretty?
No, that.
Oh man,
that's definitely an experience. For real.
Yo, speaking about dumb little kid shit, I was on Twitter, right?
Yep.
And let me see if I can find it in my bookmark.
Some of the best things start with Twitter,
bro. Twitter, honestly, I've been on Twitter for a little bit over a year now, and Twitter, honest to God, has changed my life.
There was like a post about Twitter. Like, when you first get Twitter, you look at it, get confused, never use it again. But then you come back, and it's like you fall in love with it. That's exactly what happened to me.
Yeah.
I made a Twitter when I was, like, 13, like, 14. Looked at it. I'm like, what the absolute fuck is this? Logged off for, like, years. Forgot the password. Got, like, banned. Don't know how. Didn't post anything. I just got suspended.
A lot of social media accounts got like suspended or for whatever reason, like from lack of activity.
That makes sense, because I was not active at all. And then I came back and I was like, yo, Twitter really be having the fun. First of all, it has first dibs on a lot of things.
Yep.
Second of all, this should be funny as hell.
So the caption is, whooping worthy, yes or no? This mom found a drawer of piss in her kid's room.
Oh, God, I saw that.
This little boy had pissed in a drawer.
Oh.
Instead of going to the bathroom. And the funny part about this picture is the little kid is crying in a Batman costume. Like, bro, look. And the thing, too, is like, hey, the amount of pee that's in that drawer.
That's a few pisses, bro. Like,
that's like a month's worth of piss.
Yeah, nah, for real. Like, bro, if she shakes the thing, like, it's going to ripple. Like,
bro. And you know what's funny, too? She probably was like, what's that smell? Where's this smell coming from?
Why the fuck does it smell like piss? Like,
and this is a white kid, too. So I know the mom was like, nah, I see why them black parents whoop their kids. This is a whooping kind of moment. You need to be whooped.
Now I see why y'all do this. Like, this shit.
This like, is therapeutic.
Bro, I'm torn. Because, like, I don't want to hit children. Like, that's not, like.
But if you piss in a drawer.
But if you piss in a drawer, my friend.
I'm going Muhammad Ali on that ass. I'm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's over. Like, we in a Thriller in Manila. Like, it's pretty, like, we gonna have to box. Because you literally pissed in something. One, I paid for. Two, you, bro, you.
There's a bathroom.
There's a bathroom.
You can, I know you can use the bathroom. Wanna know why? Because you took your dick out and pissed in this drawer.
He's in a Batman suit. How the fuck you gonna piss in a drawer in a Batman suit?
Oh, my. Yo, could you?
He made Batman look bad too. Like within, he should get sued, bro. Defamation of character.
Yo, could you imagine if like Bruce Wayne was like a real person? He's smooth, just like, yeah, you getting sued, homie. He's like, but why? You're not Batman. Bitch, I'm Batman, and you got the wrong fucking suit on.
I got niggas calling me out in the middle of the night. Like, fucking Joker. Blowing shit up. And you out here repping my name by pissing in drawers.
I'm out here risking my life for you. And what do? You pee in a drawer
in my costume. In the probably multiple times. Like, it probably was a ritual for him. Like, oh, I'm about to get up. Like, yeah, let me go piss in my drawer. Batman. Like, imagine he had, like, multiple suits and, like, he just changed characters and it was like.
Yo, so Monday's Superman, Tuesday's The Flash, and Wednesday's Batman.
Imagine, like, Spider-Man just pissed, like, upside down.
And then with The Flash, he just runs around the. Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit.
Bro, so the way I found this tweet was Tiara sent it, my girlfriend. She sent it to me through the DMs or whatever, and she was like, "What would you do?" And I was like, "Listen,
it's a joint whooping."
I was like, "Listen, we gonna tag team that."
Yep.
I was like, I don't condone beating your kids, right? Because I already said at an early age I wouldn't never whoop my kid, right? But if I go in your room and there's a drawer full of piss in it. Your piss?
I just need to know how she didn't smell a drawer full of piss.
She probably did, but it probably was like so faint at first that she was like.
At first, yeah, no, the first couple pisses, yeah, but bro, like if you look at the picture, if she shake the drawer, it's gonna splash on her face. So like after.
Yo, and you know what's crazy too? Little man probably thought it was like, yo, this is the best thing ever. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
He probably told his friends, like. Yo, yeah. I got a drawer I can piss in.
He's like, yo, you know what you should do? Go home, empty out a drawer, and just piss in it, bro.
Johnny, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yo, could you imagine? Yo, you go to school, and one of your friends is like, bro, there's this new thing that I'm doing. It's fucking amazing. Listen to me. You ready for this, David?
Oh, here we go.
So I go home. First of all, I emptied out a drawer, right? And I put on my old Halloween costume, my Batman costume that I was for last Halloween.
Yeah, no.
You remember the one where, like, I was brolic and whatnot?
Yeah, it's pretty brolic, yeah, Batman.
So I put that on.
Yeah.
And then every time I got a piss, I just piss in the empty drawer.
So you piss in your drawer in a Batman suit.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we send you to? Like, the guidance counselor, the principal, like, home, like, where the fuck do you go?
You know when that kid grows up, he gonna be one kinky motherfucker.
Yeah, no, bro, it's pretty, like, bro.
Like, that's the first sign of a serial killer right there. Because this motherfucker, not only did he pee in a drawer, but he peed in a drawer in a Batman costume.
You know, you're gonna have to watch him. You really gonna have to watch him.
But yeah, actually, I wouldn't whoop him, because I don't need him killing me first. You know, I want to be on the not kill list.
Yeah, no. I don't, like, after the whipping, like, after I, like, blow the smoking off my hand, like.
You don't think to yourself, like.
I'm going to think, like, my child just pissed in a fucking drawer for months.
And it's a working bathroom in
his
house.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's fun. Imagine his bathroom, like, most houses, is across from, like, his fucking room. And he's like, oh, I can take this walker. I can just, like.
Like, what the fuck? I can only imagine, like, the parents are calling their friends, like, you ain't gonna believe what this boy did. or
Janie, can you believe it? Johnny, you fucking pissed in a drawer.
because I know if I was in that situation, right? I would call my mom, like, "Mama, come get your grandkid." What's wrong with the baby? Ain't nothing wrong with the baby. Come get your grandchild before you don't have a grandson. What'd he do? This boy pissed in a drawer. He did. I'm coming over to whoop him too. Thanks, probably, mama.
Bro, how did he control himself inside the IKEA? Like, how the fuck? He probably saw the drawers and was like, "It's go time." Like, man, it's time to suit the fuck. Imagine now, he called that bitch the Batcave. Like,
now he and his family banned from every IKEA in the country.
Bro, he ain't into nobody's bedroom ever.
But every time someone brings up IKEA, they're like, "Oh, we can't go to IKEA. Why? Because our son decided to piss in drawers." Hey, yo, man.
Imagine he just got banned from, like, all, like, furnishing places because of that shit. Yo, that's...
His dad gotta now make all their furniture by hand because ain't nobody wants to sell it to him.
Oh, my gosh. Bro, that's, like, there's so many problems.
Oh, man. Hold on. My Mac. Okay. Yeah, so, Hold on. Let's get back to. Oh man, my stomach hurts from all them laughter. Let's get back to the game.
That was a good laugh, man. I needed that laugh. Like we said, man, humor is the best medicine.
Oh man, all right. So one of these gotta go. Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram.
Snapchat. Why? Because it's fucking useless. At least now it is, because nobody uses it. Nobody uses it anymore. So like, I kind of, like, I lost interest. Like, and the people that do use it, I don't know you. Like, I just, y'all were just the random people that, like, "Oh, Snapchat, yeah, no, I'll take your Snapchat." And, like, you gave your Snapchat out because you didn't want to give your number. So, you got a Snapchat. And now it's just those people are left, and it's like, oh.
I'm not even going to hold you. First I was going to say Facebook, right? But you bring up a good point. I don't really use Snapchat anymore. Like, honestly, the only thing I use Snapchat for is to maintain my streaks.
Because, like, I ain't even have no streaks. So, like,
I have two. One with my girlfriend and then one with Kiana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even, like, and the thing, too, was, like, streaks. Like, after, like, a certain amount of time, y'all not even, like, sending each other anything, like, important. It's literally just, like, yo.
You send, like, pictures of, like, your shoes and, like.
Yeah, it's just random shit. Just to keep it going. Yeah.
I know somebody who would send, like, a new finger for, like, so they had, like, something for 10 days. They would send, like, their pinky, then, like, their ring finger. They sent their middle finger, which was funny, but, like, all the other ones, like,
it's like,
yeah, no, yeah. It's,
and another thing, too, is, like, I remember when I first got into Snapchat, the Snapchat stories back then used to be cool, because people used to, like, post, like, cool shit, like,
mm-hmm.
like, them doing shit with their friends, or, like, going to a concert, mm-hmm. or something like that. Now it's just people, like, fucking doing the whole, like, selfie video shit where they, like, sing a, like, well, they lip sync to a song,
mm-hmm.
or, like, they use the damn filters or some dumb shit.
Just a bunch of OnlyFans, like,
yeah.
Just infomercials of OnlyFans.
Or,
and,
like, this one girl, I had to, unfollow or whatever the fuck you do on Snapchat, because mm-hmm. every day she would go on these little tirades, bro. And it's like, bro, I did not sign up to your YouTube channel, bro. Snapchat, if you want to vlog, go vlog on YouTube.
Snapchat ended up in a real empty space. And it's just, I don't know. I don't even know how it got there.
You know what did it? Changed the layout. When they changed the user interface, everyone was like, "Change that shit back." And they refused to do it. Remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. And people were outraged.
Yeah, because...
And I was outraged, too, because that shit was ass.
Because it was... First of all, they finally had the perfect interface, mm-hmm. right? It was literally, like, everyone and their mama loved it. And they just changed it for no reason. And it made things 10 times harder.
I don't know why... If it ain't broke, why fix it? Like...
Exactly.
There's no need to do that.
At all.
But no, the other three, Insta, yeah. Twitter, definitely. And Facebook, you will find some of the most random but funniest shit ever.
See, I don't use Facebook that much anymore, so that's why I was originally gonna pick Facebook. But the thing is that, like, without Facebook, there wouldn't be Instagram,
they own it. So, like,
well, before Instagram used to be its own thing, but they got bought out. But and that's the other thing too. Facebook, fun story. Facebook tried to buy Snapchat first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Snapchat said, fuck all that. I ain't doing it. Mm-hmm. So then Facebook bought Instagram, and then we had Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with Vine. Like, Facebook tried to buy Vine, and Vine was like, nah, we belong to Twitter. And they're like, oh, cool, cool, cool. So then they started doing videos on Instagram, and that killed Vine because it was longer than Vine. Mm-hmm. And now Facebook has slowly but surely started to kill Snapchat. If it wasn't for the fact that Snapchat is still the perfect place to send nudes.
Snapchat would be dead. They might as well just like cater to that, like put like filters for like nudes now. Like, they really should. Like,
yeah, because a lot of the OnlyFans girls, they have premium Snapchats and all that good jazz. So
yeah, that's yeah, that's all over the place actually. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Like I said, you're making money.
Yeah, do your thing. All right, this next one. It's going to be hard as fuck. At least for me. So one of these people has to go. Eddie Murphy. Dave Chappelle. Kevin Hart. Or Chris Rock. Now, I want to remind you, if they go, so do everything that they've ever been a part of. Any of their own personal works, their shows, all that.
This is about to be rough as fuck.
Yeah.
And, I feel like alright, so you said Eddie Murphy. Yeah, I can't get rid of him because there's so much shit that I fuck with that he's a part of, including his like music. My wife parties all the time. We ain't getting that quality. So Kevin Hart, you're gonna hate me for this, but after Laugh of My Pain, Kevin Hart got like a lot less funnier than me.
Oh, here we go.
And yes, I'm one of those people. And
And
it's not because he got mainstream like really after that. That has nothing to do with it. It just, to me, like, yeah, it just got a little less funny.
I will say his most the Netflix special that he just had, the one after What Now, that tour. I don't remember what it is, but the Netflix special that he had, wasn't that funny. I'm not gonna lie.
Let me explain. It was because I went to it in person, because he had it at the Prudential Center, which is in Newark, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And I liked the set that he had there. Mm-hmm. But the set that he filmed to be on the Netflix series.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I feel like he filmed a set that he like kind of rushed through, and like, it wasn't as...
I also feel like the jokes just weren't as fun. Like, the Netflix special, that one wasn't that... Like, there were some jokes that were funny, like the gun compartment joke, funny as fuck.
I don't know. I think it was the show, to be honest, because, like, seeing it in person, the way he told them, like, then, like, it was funny as fuck.
But that's what I told you. Remember, because we had kind of like a... I don't want to say argument, but kind of like a disagreement about What Now show, right? Because I saw that in person, and you saw that not in person.
Mm.
So, not, was it on Netflix at that time?
I think so.
So, either way, you saw it somehow, right?
Mm.
And I remember I said, I found it hilarious, but you did not find it funny whatsoever. So maybe it's just because, like, the
maybe
live...
his transfer is bad? Like, maybe he just picks the not the greatest show to put on Netflix? Like,
I guess?
I don't know.
The What Now tour is nowhere near as funny as Laugh of My Pain, but it's still funny, though. Like, I feel like it's a nice follow-up to Laugh. I feel like he's not going to be able to tell Laugh at My Pain.
Or Seriously Funny, because Seriously Funny...
Seriously Funny is what got my attention, because I never heard about him before.
Yeah,
that.
No. But
Seriously Funny is seriously funny.
That one really just... When Shaq falling will never be erased from my mind.
Ever. Yo, that is so funny!
Bro, when I tell you, like, I think, like, I was, like, heaving, trying to, like, bring life back into my body after laughing at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that was one of the funniest jokes of all time.
Like, all time. All time.
All time for me. Yeah, but damn, like, I have to erase that. Who else was on the list? It was Eddie Murphy, Kevin Hart.
It's Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, and Kevin Hart.
Oh, Dave Chappelle is definitely not going anywhere, because he...
Oh, that's my favorite.
He's my favorite on that list.
Yeah, no, he's my favorite, period.
Yeah, no, pretty much, yeah, the same. Like, I can't even think of anyone who's in the same realm as him.
Yeah.
Chris Rock, I like more of his acting than I do his movie. I mean, his stand-up. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you. Not that, like, his stand-up, especially his older ones, weren't funny. It was just... To just me, not he's...
for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, out of all of those... I like way too many Eddie Murphy movies to kind of cast him. Mm-hmm. So, I have to go with Kevin Hart.
Okay. All right. So, I am going to pick Eddie Murphy.
No, and but...
The reason why I pick Eddie Murphy...
That
right?
red drum suit and Delirious. It was terrible.
You know what's funny? Delirious is actually one of my favorite stand-up shows of all time.
You know what's crazy? My mother never allowed me to watch it when it came on HBO.
I can understand why.
Yeah, no.
It's a pretty foul...
Yeah, no. After, like the first 10 minutes of me actually watching it, mm-hmm. as an adult, I was like, okay, yeah, no, good decision, Mom. Yeah,
good job.
Great, good parenting. Like...
So yeah, I'm gonna pick Eddie, and it's hard. It's with a heavy heart. I'm not doing this lightly. The reason why is because Dave Chappelle, when I first started, like, I guess, getting really into stand up, Dave Chappelle to me was like the iconic. Like mm-hmm. everyone, all the other comedians were like on this low tier. If you were like funny, you were on that god tier, mm-hmm. and then. Above that god tier was Dave Chappelle. Like, his stand-up was funny. When he was in movies, it was funny. His show, is still
skits
hilarious.
Skits were funny. Like, it was just funny.
And as, like, a YouTuber who does skits, you know, I hope that one day my skits will be even, like, in comparison to one of his skits, let alone his show. So, Dave Chappelle for me isn't going anywhere. Chris Rock... Honestly, stand-up wise, I prefer Eddie Murphy, right? Mm-hmm. But the reason why I can't erase Chris Rock is because everybody hates Chris.
Yeah, no, that was a big reason I couldn't erase him either, because I love that
show. Like I said on Twitter, that show was literally my childhood. Not me saying, like, me watching it. I mean, like, what happened in that show, so many things that happened in that show happened to me.
Yeah, he's not kidding. Like, knowing KJ, yeah, no, he's telling the truth. Like, this show is
Y'all will hear some of the stories throughout the podcast, but, yeah, pretty much, if you watch Everybody Hates Chris, you've watched my childhood. yeah, and then Kevin Hart, David knows this. I'm a big Kevin Hart mm-hmm. fan. I'm actually halfway through his documentary. The only reason why I haven't finished it is just because of, like, time and adulting, but... Yeah, you know, one of my aspirations, well, before, I don't really have the same aspiration, but there was a time where I wanted to be a stand-up comedian, mm-hmm. And I wanted to be the next Kevin Hart, because in my mind, the way how it works, it was Richard Pryor, then it was Eddie Murphy, then it was Chris Rock, and then it was always Dave Chappelle. And then, like, underneath was Chris Rock, you know, like, but it was still, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Chris Rock is still funny, but mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle is a lot funny, mm-hmm. in my opinion, at least. And then it was Kevin Hart. Because mm-hmm. another thing, too, is that Kevin Hart's humor is very different than the other three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
Kevin Hart, he makes jokes about himself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons why his last two tours didn't do as well as Laugh at My Pain. Because Laugh at My Pain... was jokes about stuff that he was struggling with, right? Mm-hmm. Where the other two is, like, you can tell that he as a person has changed. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, Laugh at My Pain, he was still Kevin Hart, who, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, people knew who Kevin Hart was, but not, it wasn't, you know, now
he's,
Kevin Hart's
I
a household
like he still,
name.
He still had a chip on his shoulder a little bit. Like, he still had something to prove at that point.
And I think because Kevin Hart is Kevin Hart now, it's harder for him to make fun of himself and be funny and authentic because... He's that guy, mm-hmm. you know? But yeah, but for me, I would have to pick Eddie Murphy, unfortunately. And yeah, so I'm going to save the other one gotta go options for next week. So how many do I have? I have five. Yeah, I have five for next week. So next week, I'll come back and bring that heat. You feel me? All right, so to end our podcast, what we're going to do every week is we're going to give you some tips on how to live your life. We call it the bro code.
The bro code.
Now,
the bro code.
Obviously, there have been numerous bro codes. We don't have a trademark or copyrighted bro code, but this is the bro code from the Apollo Bros.
The Apollo Bro code.
So these are codes to be an Apollo Bro. All right, so let's go, David. What you got, bro?
I got this one. This one's actually like, it just kind of came to mind. People really need to stop doing this. Please do not drink and drive. That just needs to stop. Like, if you feel like you can't do it, you can't do it. Like, don't try to be Superman. Don't try to be, I can't hop in my car with my keys. Nope. Get that cab. Get that Lyft. Sleep in your car. Put your keys in your trunk, though, because there's this stupid-ass law where, like, the cops can kind of fuck with you if you got your keys near your ignition and you're sleeping in your car. Unfortunately, that's a dumbass law.
It's because in, to play devil's advocate, you could have turned off the car when you saw them, or like where you like, or if you knew. Pretty much the whole mentality behind that is that like you could have been so drunk that you didn't have a chance to turn it on, but you had the intention of driving your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they'll stop you for like intent to drive or such. But in any case, Apollo bro code number one, don't drink and drive.
Bro code number two is, and this is particular because I'm tired of seeing it, right? Bro code number two is, you gotta lick it before you stick it, fellas. Now, the reason why I bring this up, right, is because I've seen a lot of women on Twitter complain that not enough of you niggas is eating pussy, all right? I don't know why y'all are afraid of the pussy, but stop being a, put your face in the pussy. Eat the pussy. So, all 2020, we eating pussy.
I agree with that, actually. Like, I enjoy it, bro. Like, it's pleasure for, like, whatever female that you're with. Like, eat pussy. Like, what the fuck? Grow up.
Don't be a pussy.
Grow up.
Eat a pussy.
If you're coming in the room expecting to get your dick sucked, you better eat pussy.
Yo, fact. I really do feel bad. Because I feel like, you know what's so funny? I feel like,
DJ Khaled, grow the fuck up.
Dog, for real. You eat everything goddamn else. We know you do. You can't eat some pussy, nigga.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm a king.
Nigga, kings eat pussy. Well, you that's real king shit.
Keep that king shit. Nigga, eat pussy. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But, like, you know what's so funny, too, though? I feel like a lot of women who give, like, good head, right, are with dudes who don't eat pussy.
Yo, that makes a lot of... Yo, I've never thought of it like that. And that makes so much fucking sense.
Because, like, I have a lot of female friends, right? And a lot of the female friends that,
I don't want to be a player no more. No, I'm playing. He's not. He's loyal.
I'm very loyal.
He's a loyal dude. I'm just.
But a lot of the female friends that you know, they brag about it or like, I know just because of like the way how dudes be hitting up their line or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Are good at the art of fellatio, right? But then they end up with these dudes who couldn't find a clitoris if you made a map to it.
Yeah, no, that bro. Like, look, yo, as a guy, look it up. Look up to where the fucking clitoris is.
And it's not hard to find.
And it's not hard to find because it pretty much peeks his head out, especially if, like, a female is aroused. Like,
which if it's not,
if you can't find it, you're fucking up.
It shouldn't be that hard, bro. It shouldn't be. Just eat the vagina.
Eat the vagina. Like, if you, bro, you don't gotta, like, dine and gorge on that shit. You don't got a 5-course meal of this shit. Just, like, bro, like,
just lick it a little. Just, if you're worried about being bad, just do the little trick that everyone talks about. Just do the alphabet, what you talk.
That doesn't work. I've heard from, like, multiple females. Niggas have tried that, and that's actually a failed thing.
Oh, really? I've never tried it.
Yeah, no, I don't need to, but, like, it's just, like,
I just know it's a trick that apparently doesn't work.
I was, like, genuinely, because I had, like, a female tell the story about it. Like, it was, like, the dude, like, I don't know if he, like, was insecure or, like, felt like he didn't know what he was doing. So, like, she felt like him doing the alphabet, and she was like, yeah, no, it didn't get any better. Like, so, yeah, no.
But there's guides online. There are guides online that can teach you what to do. Just all you do is literally legit Google it.
You know, honestly, do numbers. Don't do the alphabet. Maybe like the lines are too sharp. Who knows? But like do letters. Like things are a little bit more curved and
do numbers.
Do numbers. Yeah. Sorry. Do numbers. See, try that one now. See how that works. Yeah. And if you're out there and you're having problems, and you try numbers and you get results, let us know. Give us a shout out.
Yeah, definitely. All right, guys. So this is it for our first episode. We will see you next week.